Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about an issue today that I believe should take priority in all that we think, do, and say in the next 30 days. We're talking about the question, what is this election all about? Should Christians vote on November the 8th or in the early voting prior to that? Should Christians participate? I don't have to emphasize it anymore, but if we do not vote, ladies and gentlemen, as David Barton said in 2020, 40 million plus Christians did not vote. If Christians do not vote, we're losing America. If Christians do not stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. Pastor David said just before the break that we're talking about, as we're talking about this issue, that we need to pray. Let me just give you 3 things. We need to pray, we need to plan, we need to participate and prioritize this election as never in the history of America.
Amen.
I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question and comment, please.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning.
Yes, I just want to make a couple of statements. We have the Prince of Persia over this country, number one. We do. And I think I saw a report where this church, I think it was in Texas, had a gay drag queen reading and show for the kids. And they found out this guy was a pedophile. And that's crazy. And this is at a church. I think they had like over 200 people out there. But you're right, we have to vote. But we have to vote, especially, so you have some rhinos out there, too.
Oh, yes. No question about it. Kenneth, you're exactly right. If I can jump in for just a moment, and I'm familiar with that church in Houston, Texas, where they had the drag queen show, and they had highly promoted it, and the key drag queen sodomite that was going to be doing the presentation, they discovered that he had a criminal background as a pedophile for harming little children. Mm. And so they canceled him as being him, her, she, whatever it would be, as being the key star.
Oh, man.
But nevertheless, they showed the integrity of the like thereof of the church doing so. And secondly, you talked about the Prince of Persia, and that's found in the Daniel text, Daniel 9 and 10, where in the Daniel's prayer, it was 21 days that his prayer was not delivered because the Prince of Persia, the scripture says, restrained the angel that God was sending to deliver the answer to Daniel's prayer. And that simply means the Prince of Persia, simply meaning, referring there to a demonic satanic hold over what God is wanting done. And we find a demonic satanic hold in multitudinous places around the globe and in America. And I believe you find that aura over the Beltway in Washington today more than the history of our great nation. So it should cause us to go back and say, number one, Christians need to pray for the nation, pray for our political leaders. And by the way, Kenneth, as I pray for leadership, and we do, I simply say, Lord, I'm praying for Joe Biden. Would you please remove him? I think one of the best things we can do is ask God to give us victory this November, pleading with God, asking God, petitioning God with thanksgiving, as the scripture says we ought to pray, in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. So we need to pray, seek God, but we need to plan, prioritize, and participate in the election. It is an impossibility for us to simply say, God, deliver us as a nation, and then sit on nothing and not vote. We cannot do that. I believe this is the cycle of election that at no other time in the history of America, I see the handwriting on the wall as found in Daniel, the fifth chapter of the term. Handwriting on the wall is seen that we will not be able to survive if we do not turn the tide as to where we're going in America with the election process. So, Kenneth, you're exactly right. We see these things plummeting. We see the degradation, the denigration of anything that's called morals, ethics, and values. And it begins at the pulpit. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm Ted, like Sodom and Gomorrah. God
We're there.
Is not going to apologize. Right. God is not going to apologize. If we don't turn around, we are going down.
Yes, got it. And so, Kenneth, I would urge you to urge everyone that you know, friends, relatives, neighbors, acquaintances, and even enemies, urge them to vote and to vote according to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God, and not based on a lie coming out of either party, but based on facts. And for the balance of this broadcast, we're going to be talking about the comparison and contrast between the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. And I would urge you to call others and ask them to tune in for the balance of this broadcast, if nothing else, that they can be informed. Many are not informed because, Kenneth, if a person listens to the Communist Network News called CNN or the MSNBC or ABC or CBS or NBC, you listen to any of those, even most of the time with Fox, you will not hear the truth. You will hear a biased motivation for you to do what that network is wanting you to do. And today, the majority of the networks are simply tools, just as big tech and social media are tools in the hands of this administration to control the people. And so, Kenneth, we need to pray, keep looking up, because our redemption draweth nigh. Kenneth, thank you so much for your input. You're on target, brother. Keep on.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, and God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, I have Pastor Davis with me today. We're talking about the question, what is this election about? And subtopic, should believers vote? That telephone is 831-0917, 831-0917. Pastor, let me just go through a few things, and then we can bound it about. Let me just go through what I call a litany of what happens if you vote Democrat Party. Now, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. This could be if you vote Republican Party or Democratic Party, but I'm going by what their platforms are. I'm going by what they stand for. I'm going by what they have said. I'm going by what they are doing. And I'm talking about they, the Republican Party, and the Democratic Party. But in essence, for the next few minutes, I want to just give us a litany of what happens. Hear me. I want to tell you what will happen if you cast a vote for the Democratic Party November the 8th. I want to be very clear, very de facto, very concise, very direct, and without any equivocation as to what you will be getting if you vote Democrat for November the 8th election. Number one, you will be voting for the LGBTQ sodomite agenda of the sexualization and the brainwashing of our children. That's what you'll be voting for. Secondly, if you vote Democrat, you'll vote for the CRT, critical race theory, to be taught in our classrooms, which is set up with the desired purpose of the Karl Marx Marxism approach, and that is to destroy the nuclear family, to divide the nation, and to dethrone God. And if you vote Democrat, you're voting for the promulgation, the propagation, and the further enhancement and the broadening of teaching the CRT in the classrooms in our public schools. Thirdly, a vote for the Democratic Party is a vote for the further expansion of the taxpayer murder by way of abortion. Biden is fixated on murder by way of abortion. And our tax money is paying for that. And fourthly, and we'll go through several more before the broadcast is over. Fourthly, if you vote Democrat, you'll be voting to continue to expand the mutilization of boys and girls by castration of the boys and the removal of healthy breasts from the young girls. They're doing that, ladies and gentlemen. I read an article just this morning that across the nation, the mutilization of healthy boys and girls has been over 146,000 human beings just in the past 2 years with the Biden administration.
My, my.
146,000. And ladies and gentlemen, that's just the ones that have been reported. And based on the article I read, they were reported because they included insurance. Those that have paid for it without insurance, those that have done so without having to utilize insurance, those are not even counted. So only God knows how many lives have been destroyed. And by the way, the castration and the chemical drugs that are used and the destruction, literally, ladies and gentlemen, you may not have thought about this, but under the Biden administration and his push for that, and it's the push by the entire Democratic Party, it renders those that are going through that totally incapable of reproducing for the rest of their lives.
My, my.
It sterilizes that young boy and that young girl. And what we're seeing is the demise of a society by the destruction of the reproductive possibilities for that individual. And I've read article after article after article of young lads. One was 16 years old. He was convinced by his doctor, convinced by the psychiatrist, convinced by the psychologist, convinced by the healthcare worker in the public school that that's what he needed. And he's gone back now in regret now that he's 21 years old. He said, I've had my life destroyed because I was lied to by those that I placed my confidence in.
My, my.
So, ladies and gentlemen, they vote for a Democrat and for the Democratic Party. That's what you're voting for. In fact, I'm looking at a further statement by Tony Perkins. He says, because these personalities and societal destructive policies that are being pushed are locking children into the path that leads to total destruction in their lives. Further, he says, Biden... This is Tony Perkins' words. Biden is using every agency to push the transgender agenda on our children. We see the preoccupation with abortion. We see the House has passed multiple times, not just the codification of Roe versus Wade, but going beyond that to erasing every pro-life law that states have passed over the last 4 years, four decades. That's before the Senate now. And by the midterm election, they will be pushing to try to codify another errant decision by the Supreme Court, the redefinition of marriage.
My,
Pastor,
my.
What do you say to those statements? Do you see that this is where we're going? This is what we're doing? How could anybody recommend a Christian vote for the Democratic Party if those four things were in play?
Well, those issues, Dr. Youngblood, as you said, and I'm glad you're shining a light on them, because some were in the dark up until this point. But now you don't have a reason to err, because, I mean, Dr. Youngblood has laid this out, you know, well enough for even to where a fool could even understand.
That's right.
So now if we see what the agenda is, and some say a hidden agenda, but I don't think it's so
hidden. It's out in the open now. Absolutely.
Amen. They're blatantly doing it right in front of your face.
At one time, it was a secret agenda. At one time, it was kind of couched into innuendos. Now it's out in the open. We know what they're doing.
Amen. Amen. So now, we need to make a conscious decision as to where this country and your life really needs to go.
That's right. Absolutely.
Because, granted, we know that God is in control. But he also gives us the privilege to be able to do some things for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We can do something about the way that life is going for us here and now by putting individuals in place who are God-fearing individuals.
Absolutely. That's
it doesn't
key.
Make a difference. And again, let's go back and say, I mean, we're talking about this. We're not trying to cut the Democrats down, even though that's a bad party platform.
Absolutely.
You just heard the things that they stand for. But if there are God-fearing individuals on either side of the fence, those are the ones that we can rightfully support. But we're trying to show you the difference today, because so many have said, I'm a diehard Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather, great-grandfather, my mother and father were Democrats all their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wake up and smell the coffee. The good Democrats are gone. Gone.
Absolutely. In fact, we're in a totally different era.
Amen.
The Democrats of the 40s, 50s, and even early 60s with John Fitzgerald Kennedy, that type Democrat, that conservative, quote, moderate conservative Democrat, that's gone.
Amen.
And I don't see anybody on the horizon in the Democratic Party that would be standing in a position, the same theological, doctrinal, biblical worldview, even Christian worldview, a biblical worldview, or a general secular worldview that was had back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s involving the Democratic Party.
Amen.
I'm looking at a further statement here by Tony Perkins from the Family Research Council. And he says in this statement, voters should not assume, hear me, ladies and gentlemen, voters should not assume that all Republican candidates will be biblical have biblical positions.
Mm-hmm.
In July, a bill called the Respect for Marriage Act passed in the House, and 47 Republicans joined all Democrats in voting for the bill. And that bill, ladies and gentlemen, was a bill, they called it Respect for Marriage, it was a bill promulgating and making federal law where a sodomite couple, man and a man, could be married, or woman married to another woman. And ladies and gentlemen, if once that goes through, listen carefully, down the road, all the bureaucrats have got to do is tweak it so that a man can marry an animal, or a man can marry five wives, or a woman can marry five husbands, et cetera, or you'd have where it would legalize, be tweaked so it would legalize ultimately, where an adult could marry a six-year-old, seven-year-old, eight-year-old girl like Muhammad did, the pedophile that he was as a Islamic leader of his era. Ladies and gentlemen, Tony Perkins goes further, says, Christian leaders have called the bill a disaster for religious liberty. It would repeal the Defense of Marriage Act and codify same-sex marriages into federal law, which severe repercussions for all Christians, for Christian wedding vendors, for businesses, Christian businesses, universities, adoption agencies, and others who hold a biblical worldview of marriage. So what Tony Perkins is saying is, don't you dare think that just because it said Republican that he's a godly person or that he's going to follow biblical concepts, precepts, and principles. That's not the point. The point is that we're at a turning point in America. As Biden used the term himself, it's the battle for the soul of America.
Amen.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you vote for a Democratic ticket, you're voting for the destruction of the morals, ethics, and values in our nation. You're voting, ladies and gentlemen, if you vote Democrat, a vote for the Democratic candidate will mean a vote to cancel our rights to keep and bear arms. Ladies and gentlemen, the Democrats have already said they want to confiscate every weapon. They want to take every gun. Every time somebody gets shot, they are saying we need to do something to keep the guns out of the hands of the people. In fact, under the Biden administration, by executive order, now as it stands, a person that wants to buy ammo or a weapon, wants to buy it legally, I'm not talking about something that's illegal, want to buy weapons or an ammo, under the present status, through the Biden administration's leaning on the charge card companies, you cannot buy ammo or a weapon with your charge card because it will be considered an illegal purchase. That is taking place as I speak, ladies and gentlemen. So vote for the Democratic Party as a vote to cancel our Bill of Rights and more particularly our right to keep and bear arms. If you vote for a Democrat, ladies and gentlemen, if vote will make the ones that are pretending to be females, which are males, it will make it legal for them to continue as they're doing now, to go into the locker rooms, the shower rooms, the dressing rooms, and into the female sports. That will be exacerbated if you vote Democrat on November the 8th. A vote for the Democratic candidate will mean further erosion of our southern borders, a loss of the American sovereignty. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, what you're not being told, and perhaps you don't know, I challenge you to challenge this statement. Before the end of this year, there will be approximately 5 million illegals that have come into America. That includes about 600,000 of what they call gotaways, those that crossed the border. They didn't get to write down the name, address, phone number, social security number, and thumbprint, et cetera, et cetera. They claim they're doing those things. They're not. But ladies and gentlemen, we have right now almost 40 million illegals in America, including those that are called DACA. And by the way, the federal Supreme Court, I believe, just ruled that DACA is illegal and that Joe Biden has got to cease enforcing what is called DACA. That is talking about those that came into America, had children in America. They were illegal, and so the children of that illegal supposed to be now embraced and considered with special rights and privileges and having citizenship. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want that to take place, with America being totally transformed, with 50 to 100 million in the next 5 years, that's what it will be, between 50 and 100 million illegals that will totally transform. Keep in mind, the demographers in 2009 said that by 2030, America would be a Spanish-speaking nation. Now, I'm not saying this in a denigrative sense about Hispanics, but I'm saying that we cannot, ladies and gentlemen, put someone in office that's going to destroy the sovereignty of the United States of America. One of the major, major things, according to my Constitution, is the responsibility of the president, the executive office holder, is to protect our, to carry out and protect the laws of the land and to protect our security of a sovereign nation. That's not being done. And if you want that to be exacerbated, vote Democrat November the 8th.
Amen.
A vote for the Democratic Party will erode the sovereignty in America. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just say one or two other things, and then Pastor Davis and I are going to take the last few minutes looking at comparison and contrast between the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. A vote for the Democrat, ladies and gentlemen, will mean further control of Americans' liberty, including what kind of food we eat, what kind of car we drive, how far we can drive, where we can go, and our religious freedoms will be totally curtailed. The freedom to communicate, ladies and gentlemen, will be absolutely destroyed. Right now, we're watching it. We're watching it exacerbated under the Biden administration. Big tech and all social media, absolutely at this very moment. Listen, an illustration of that. I receive 150 to 300 emails a day. And if I try to forward one that's a an informational email, if it's about something that the government disagrees with, ladies and gentlemen, it's blocked. Out of, let's say I send 10 emails, 8 of them are blocked simply because big tech, social media are controlling what we can say, who we can communicate with, how we communicate. And if they force the electric cars on everyone, it will be in a position that the federal government can shut it off at any time. They will register how far you can go, what you can drive, what you can't drive, what you can eat, what kind of food, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, that might sound far-fetched or conspiracy theory, but it is factual based on what the Democrats are doing today. So, ladies and gentlemen, a vote for the Democratic Party is a vote against faith. It's against family. It's against freedom in America. And I believe that we need to understand that, ladies and gentlemen. Pastor Davis, take a moment, if you would, please, and just review for us what the first thing that I think we need to look at is what we call life. The difference between the Democratic Party and the Republican Party on the subject of life. What's the difference in that?
Well, when we look at it, Dr. Youngblood, we see that the Democrats are pro-abortion, while the Republicans are pro-life. So certainly, right there, that sends up a red flag.
Yes.
For any believer, because we believe in the sanctity of life.
Mm-hmm.
God said, don't take that you can't give. We can't give life, so we don't have a right to take it.
No right, no authority.
If we go back to Genesis 6, he even said it early on in the scriptures. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's Genesis 6 and 9. Mm-hmm. So we need to be careful when it comes down to life, because life is valuable and precious in the sight of God.
Right, absolutely. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Youngblood. God bless you, and God bless Pastor Davis.
Amen, thank you.
Thank you.
It is interesting that our administration, our leaders, the focus is on destruction of life and rather than supporting life. They're working again, destroying life. They're destroying the unborn. And could you give me the figure again of how many of the mutilation of our youngsters since last year? Could you give that figure again?
Say again.
The figure of the amount of young lives that have been mutilated.
146,000.
146,000.
That we know of, and the only way we know of that is because they were paid for by insurance.
Yes. Sure, good. Thank you very much. Yes, you know, so we're not only destroying the unborn, but we are destroying our children. My God, we are because mutilating the lives, totally abuse, child abuse, and destroying the lives. As I said, that young man, there are so many like that. these children will eventually come to realize what they have done to their bodies and become totally confused. So we don't see suicide yet. Down the road, we're going to see what will be happening with these children whose lives have been messed up. Unbelievable. You talk about the amount of believers, Christians, who didn't vote. Could you give me that figure again, too?
Over 40 million in 2020 did not vote.
40 million.
Yes. Right. Not 40,000, 40 million did not vote.
40 million. But I believe the problem is that, you know, a lot of these people, churchgoers, believers, I know what I'm talking about. They have been so brainwashed that even listening to Fox News station, they never did that. That was a crime to have a turn on Fox. So they don't listen to anything else but what the media is pleased to give to them. So they are totally in the dark. But things have gone so bad that I'm sure they're smelling the stench of the degradation. And they're smelling it, in spite of not knowing. You know, try to keep stay in the dark. So what a lot of these people now will do in their hypocrisy, they will sit at home and not bother vote because they will not be able to bring themselves to vote for the stench of the condition that is prevailing, and they're aware of it. But they in conceit, they'll stay home and not vote. But when they do that, they will be just as guilty or more guilty, because to not go and make your vote for righteousness and for godliness, as the Lord said, choose godly men, God-fearing men. If they didn't do that, look, then they are voting for the evil just as much. So God help us in this election. We really need, I'm fully convinced, I always, that what the our administration, the leaders doing, they're not doing it because they're naive. They're well-intentioned.
Lily, you're exactly right. Our time is just about over today. Yes. But Lily, thank you so much for calling. Thank you for your input. Yes. Thank you for your insight. Yes. You're spot on with what you're saying. Ladies and gentlemen, let me recommend a magazine. This month's Decision Magazine, the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, there's several wonderful articles covering the election and what it covers. In fact, there's about four or five pages, spread pages in there, that's giving the comparison and contrast between the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. Not talking about specific candidates, but about the parties. And therefore, ladies and gentlemen, the mindset that I can leave with you is, if we want to save America, if we want to see that the soul of America is in the lurch today, we need to vote, and we need to vote for a candidate that meets the authority of the written word of God. Amen. Pastor Davis, you've got about 30 seconds. Wrap us up.
Amen. In the words of the Apostle John in Revelation chapter 18 and 4, this is a word of encouragement for God's people. God said, amen, speaking through John, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. God doesn't want the church mixed up in calamity, because judgment is on the way.
Absolutely.
So we got to realize, amen, God is a righteous judge. Amen. And what he says, amen, he's going to stand behind
Absolutely.
What he says.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.